www.worldeconomicforum.com.
Wozmir, when we met in Davos a few weeks ago at the World Economic Forum, you announced the launch of CNBC DACH. In the meantime, the regulator approved the concept and the broadcasting is scheduled to begin in 2027. Today we talk about the status quo, the bigger vision and the concrete next steps. Welcome to our studio in Dreieich.
Thank you. Great being here.
Why was now the right time to launch CNBC DACH?
Because right now, according to latest data, one in five adult Germans is active in capital markets. And I believe that number will only grow. And also the same research said that we are transforming into from savers to investors. So we think that there has to be a platform that will actively support, that will put total focus on the markets, on the companies, on the earnings, on the numbers, that will follow business community, business leaders and their companies in the way, let's say, the global CNBC is following NASDAQ or New York Stock Exchange.
When we spoke in Davos, the story was still on a launch level. What changed materially to today?
Well, for someone to build a news platform, initially, there's a lot of kind of boring but critical stuff to be done. What are we doing now is on technical level, we are finalizing agreement to for a TV system. We're working with biggest global tech TV providers to have something which is absolutely the latest technology in TV production. And on another end, we're actually starting to build a digital platform. Again, we are now in kind of technological leap where the with AI, new opportunities coming every day. So for us to be able in this time and age to build a digital platform that is using all those technologies is an amazing opportunity. But both those tasks, there is time for this to be done. They are not so fancy things to be done, but this is a task right now to develop TV and digital platforms.
You just mentioned it, a TV and a digital platform. What is it? Is it a business TV? Is it a digital platform? Or is it something entirely new you're bringing to the market?
I would say it's entirely new, because if you would look at the market right now, and like we did, you can find bits and pieces of what we want to do in multiple different outlets. You can find digital first business platforms. You can find some, let's say, CEO interviews on some news channels. You can find the platforms that are built on the newsletters and the podcasts. You can find companies that are doing business events. But CNBC DACH is all of that in one place. So we want to create an editorial team that actually creates content on all of these platforms, high quality content sent to our future users on multiple platforms. But ultimately, it's same content. High quality interview with CEO of XY company is actually a content. Then you need to distribute this content in multiple different formats to multiple different devices to our consumers.
Who are you building this platform for? Is it for institutional customers? Is it for entrepreneurs, for business leaders? Who is your target audience, actually?
I would say all of them combined, but I would say the business leaders. I absolutely believe in targeting. I believe that, you know, future of the profitable media is in niche target media place that attracts specific target group. I believe that this target group you are aiming right now doesn't have multimedia platform of this level with this kind of brand that speaks their language and look at the world from their perspective. And that is, I think, the niche we are trying to hit.
You often describe CNBC DACH as from the regions, for the regions. What does that mean in practical editorial terms?
75-ish% of the content that will be on CNBC DACH platforms will be generated about the markets and the companies in Switzerland, Austria, and Germany. 25 will come from CNBC Global. But also, it means that, for example, when a couple of days ago, Volkswagen have the earnings, we are going to cover that story. But again, this is, let's say, initially, quote-unquote, German story. But our Swiss newsroom, Austrian newsroom, we'll basically then take this story, but add numbers, what happens on those markets, how the Volkswagen is performing on those markets, and create story even more important to their own viewers.
Okay. You mentioned on several occasions that too many CEOs and CFOs of the DACH region still have minimal media presence. How can this be changed without turning the platform into a stage for corporate messaging?
It can be changed with A, giving proper amount of time. You can't make 2-minute interview. You can't go deep. So you need to give it a time, A, and B, on another side, from our perspective, person who is interviewing needs to be deeply into the topic. I was watching a lot of interviews coming out from this Volkswagen earnings, but what I saw, majority of them stay, let's say, pretty shallow. I didn't see super deep dive into the numbers, into the margins, and this is what we are going to bring, but for that, on the side of the media platform, you need to have presenters, journalists, content creators, someone who is asking the questions, who is actually fully understand the numbers and the markets and everything.
You already mentioned it, and it fits pretty well here, that the use of artificial intelligence can be done in your editorial team. How do you stand with it in terms of content generation, broadcasting, and where will humans be still in the loop?
Humans will absolutely be in charge, and there will not be a single content on CNBC DACH platform generated by an AI. AI has its place in the newsroom. It can help my content creators do their job more efficiently, research easily, suggest a lot of things, but at the end, full editorial control will and must be in the hands of our editors and our staff. So I don't see any fully AI-generated content being on the platform.
What kind of people are you actually looking for? Is it journalists? Is it classic market experts or multi-format people who can also handle AI?
Well, to begin with, and I'm not sure is the kind of can media community appreciate this, but I don't think even we have a titled journalist. We want to move into content creators. That means that a single person must be capable of creating the video, digital, and social media content supported by technology we are going to implement. But very important element in this. It's the hardest thing to do, but again, the thing that can be a biggest difference. We need to employ 100 content creators. It's hard to find them, but if we find the right ones, that will be our biggest asset. But we are not going to look only into the media industry. Yes, part, huge, will come from existing business media platforms, but additional big part will come from the finance industry. What we learned in some other business media projects, if you find good analysts and good traders, who they have absolute knowledge, it's much easier to teach them how to produce a content today than it was maybe 20 years ago. When you combine the newsroom from these two sides, you have actually them pushing each other and ultimately creating the best possible content.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, because you also mentioned that you are building across Frankfurt, Zurich, Vienna, also with presence planned in Berlin and Munich. How do you create one coherent newsroom culture?
Well, first, technically, to me, this is one single newsroom just sitting in 5 different locations. Ultimately, they will have an access to the same technology. They will have to work with each other on a, not daily, on a minute level. Imagining like TV side, TV presenter sitting in our studio in Frankfurt, in his or her ear will be control room and show producer actually sitting in Vienna. Digital creator creating certain story in Frankfurt will be picked up by a colleague in Vienna, so they have to work together. So to me, it's one newsroom just sitting in 5 different locations.
You are not only building a newsroom outlet or a media outlet, but also a business community around the whole project. What role will events and dialogue play in that strategy?
Events will be a place where our subscribers meet and communicate, talk with us, talk between themselves. And we will go to, let's say, multiple scale events. Of course, there's space for big conferences. But also, we want to do a lot of after our meetings, in a way, let's discuss a certain topic. Let's talk between us and our consumers. So events are really important part of it. They will be open to our subscribers, and they will be like a key part of ultimately building a community.
From now on, fast forward 1 year, where do you expect the most problems in the journey?
Finding the right staff. I think in every project, finding the right people is actually the critical moment. As I said a couple minutes ago, I see it as an amazing opportunity and ultimately the biggest advantage of the project. But reaching that moment and finding all of those people who think, feel like us will have energy to jump into this, which will not be easy, will be probably the hardest task.
Özmir, thank you very much for joining us today and sharing your perspective on the CNBC DACH story.
Thank you.
LTE.com, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. LTE.com.